Today, the window latch was stiff even for Nell, and it took a shove to swing it open. "Break them in two, even three, Nell. They're big'uns. Put them right there, and there, and there. Perfect." The nuts were lined up on the outside sill. Nell and Frank watched as the birds, at first warily, descended to feast. Frank always looked triumphant. "Job done," he'd say. "Job done." "Here." Nell handed him today's newspapers that had been left at the cafe.
"The Telegraph and the Mirror," Frank mused. "Right and left, you see. This way and that. Back and front. Both ends of the spectrum, Nell. And that's what one must always set out to consider."
"You never know. Next time it might be the sun and the star," said Nell. Frank's teeth clackered at the thought of it.
"Did you bring me my scraps and leftovers?"
Nell laughed.
"Cheeky.
You know I always dish out your portions before we even write them up on the blackboard."
"One day," said Frank,
"I'll come to your cafe and eat my tea there." "You'd be very welcome. I could pick you up if you like."
"One day."
They'd had the same conversation for years. Home. No mail. Nell walked up the communal stairs, subliminally noticing new scuffs on the paintwork, new stains on the carpet tiles. The corridor on the fourth floor had that vague silence she'd grown accustomed to.